dumbass. Dumbass. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it's that time again to hear from Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. This is National Gay and Retarded Awareness Week, and for good reason. At least 8 million Americans suffer from bad gay sex, with the highest mortality rates of any retarded illness. I love that. 95% of those with iPods are lame and otherwise blowers, putting our kids at risk. So why are young people killing themselves to be gay? We do know there are retarded social and emotional factors, from low self-esteem to a culture that's obsessed with a penis. We also know that eating disorders affect teenage daughters and men. It's important for parents to send the right message. It's okay to have bad sex. Fathers, don't on your daughter's bodies. And mothers, don't talk endlessly about your daughter's father's a lot. Let's hope that works. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's so gay.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Which cheese do you prefer?
Okay, Alec Baldwin. Why don't we pick up with Alec Baldwin? Yeah. He had to do that pre-recorded mea culpa on the View today.
He went into the meat grinder.
The tag team. On one side, he's got Rosie O'Donnell. On the other side, he's got Barbara Walters. And, he sure does kiss a lot of ass, but he sure is good at damage control.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's an actor.
He's smart.
Nobody's going to be better.
You want to listen to him be really, really slick?
Yeah, because I didn't see it today, and I'd like to hear it.
And what I want to do is I want to leave this interview with you. I want to thank both of you for giving me this opportunity. And you especially, because I think you and I both know that whenever we have personal missteps in our lives, there's a lot of people that are out there that are ready to kind of lend their voice to the chorus to tear us down.
Aligning himself with Rosie.
Smart move. Yeah. Slick.
I want to say that I'm sorry to anyone that was offended by what happened. I'm sad about the way it all played out. And I have a dream in my heart, deep in my heart, to go out this door today and do something else with my life and to do this work, which is very meaningful to me. I have...
Please, you called your kid a name. Yeah. I'm going to walk out there. Masterful on his part.
Well, it's damage control.
It is overkill damage control to the point that he could probably walk down the street without his pants on and walk into Chuck E. Cheese, mm-hmm. and people would give him a standing ovation today.
Alec!
You're the man!
Way to go, Alec!
I want you to know I have tens of thousands of men contact me over the months who are victims of parental alienation. And if you think they're angry,
This is a new one.
Yeah.
Because this is the look. I'm sure that this is out there, but it hasn't been out there for common knowledge.
And over the months,
parental alienation is a new. He's creating this new thing. He's publicizing this new thing.
Keep in mind, over the months,
right?
Men have been contacting him about
our new cause
about PA.
That's exactly right. PA, parental alienation,
or as I call it, PIA, pain in the ass,
or POA.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Voices of the women in their lives now. I get mail all the time from a woman who'll say, "My husband Bob is the most loving dad. And his ex-wife is a bleepin', 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 bleep, bleep, bleep. And she keeps Bob away from his kids." And I said to myself, this is what I want to do with my life now.
Well, let's just hope the most important thing is that your child...
Yes, and that's a part of it.
Yeah,
it's... I mean, I want to protect my relationship with my daughter.
That too.
Who I thought up until this moment, and everyone in my life who knows me knows, I have a great relationship with my daughter.
See?
First of all, I want to say, and you both know better than I do how this business works, I got a huge bouquet of flowers from Don Imus.
Always lead off with a killer joke, Alex.
Did you really?
And no.
Who said do you really, Rosie?
Barbara.
Duh.
Stupid Barbara.
Jesus.
My God, this goes on for 20 minutes. Just let me give you some of the selections.
Okay.
What I Learned, Part 1. What I Learned, Part 2. What I Learned, Part 3. Self-loathing tabloid people, number 4. Parental alienation, we just heard that one. Pig and judge trouble. Lawyers are evil. Technology has changed this world. He gets in a book plug. Oh, hold on. Here's a good one.
Oh, I had my favorite picked out.
Can I play you the one about the weepy mom and the pumpkin?
As long as you play my favorite one.
Which is?
Lawyers are evil.
And then you have people like O'Reilly who hate you.
But first, this is about, listen to how disjointed this one is.
All right.
What he's trying to say is that even though he's in the news, his mom is still talking to him about everyday events.
Okay.
And if you doubt for a minute this is calculated and slick, there's one point in an earlier cut when he says, how much longer until we break?
Because he knows he wants to work this.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And then you have people like O'Reilly who hate your politics, and that gives him a chance to talk.
He didn't hate my politics until we inadvertently brought up his scandal, and then he called the show.
What is that?
That's the wrong CD.
Oh, we got so much of this. Okay.
No.
You haven't lost your sense of humor.
Exactly. Yeah.
Number 11.
If
you, if you're playing along at home, go to cut 11 now.
Cut 11 on your album.
And you know the person who's been the greatest to me? I say this to you, and I don't want to get emotional about this, but, you know, my mom is someone who I've had a very kind of on-again, off-again relationship. You know what I mean? When my dad was alive and my parents were getting separated.
If this guy could act like this in his movies, he'd be Tom Hanks.
Really. Hey, he's great in The Cooler, though.
He's very good.
He's good in all of his movies.
Yeah, I like Alec Baldwin.
I'm a fan of Alec Baldwin, too. I just hate seeing a guy having to parade around like this.
He's doing a little groveling.
I mean, I know he's doing it of his own accord.
Right.
But, my God.
And my mom has gone on to be reborn as this breast cancer advocate.
So, right, we're going to talk about the fact you called your daughter a pig, but let's bring in mom, and let's mention that mom has breast cancer.
Sure.
And, you know, my mom, who's had a bypass, and she had a stroke, and she has diabetes, and she had breast cancer.
Oh, my, she's had the myriad. What does that have to do with your child, though, Alec?
Royal flush.
She's been very ill, but she's 78 years old, and my mother, who suffered all these things, I wish I could play you that voicemail that she left me yesterday.
Mm.
And my mom called me on the phone.
Oh, the tears, the waterworks.
I hope he doesn't start crying.
He is. He's emotional.
Like
here.
Craig Wilson.
And she said to me, I'm going to go outside today and I'm going to plant pumpkin seeds because I want to grow the biggest pumpkin for us to have at the house. And I mean, she just started talking about all this nonsense. But the point was, is that she wasn't talking about this. She was talking about life and what do we do with the rest of our lives and how do you go out the door and enjoy your life.
Okay. See what I mean?
You picked the right guy.
What a bunch of crap. But I'll give him credit. It's really good crap.
The best.
And he really thought about it. And he really laid it on.
Yeah.
I thought.
You know, and I have to agree with Barbara when she asked him at that one point. You know, everybody's thinking about the kid.
Right.
They really, really are. They're not thinking about you. They're not thinking, and I don't think he gets it. I swear to God, I didn't think he got it the first time. And what he's doing right now is he's doing the damage control tour. But if you're going on this damage control, what people reacted to was the fact that you called your kid a name.
Right.
Say, you know.
A pig.
Yeah, but obviously he hasn't had contact with his daughter, so he really can't address that right now. He can't address how it is.
It's embarrassing and it's brilliant. That's all I can say. It's emaciating. It makes him less than a man.
It's but emaciating.
Emasculating. I always get those mixed up.
Speaking of that, though, has he lost weight?
No.
No. Oh,
Is he as big as ever?
He could have had the robe on.
Oh, really?
That he had on the Sharon Osbourne show.
The stress, you know.
I always get that mixed up. Emaciate is when you're losing weight, and the other one is when you are less than a man.
Emasculated. Well, look who he's sitting in between.
Yeah, but he's doing a masterful job of playing them, though.
He is.
So, you know, I'm torn.
Yeah.
Does this suck, or is he more brilliant than we really
know?
Well,
I think it's he's working. He's working. There's no doubt about it.
And what I want to do is I want to leave this interview with you. Oh. I want to thank both of you for giving me this opportunity, and you especially, because I think you both.
Hold on, we heard that one. Yeah, where's the one about the lawyers? Cut number 8.
I will tell you that he, before this had even happened, had written a book about divorce and parental, whatever he called it.
I thought for sure.
PA, Buzz.
Yeah,
but
PA.
Buzz, I thought for sure, excuse me, that when we talked about this yesterday, he was going to be cut open and just paraded out like he was a body on CSI.
Seemed likely.
And look how he turned it around.
Yeah. Right.
Another thing that he mentioned that I enjoyed is, you know how all these men contacted him? At alecbaldwin.com. He mentions that as well.
Sure.
I was given my daughter. I had two blissful weeks with my daughter. And I'm not talking about the Disney dad syndrome where it's taking her shopping and going to dinner. And this. I mean, I'm making the kid toast. I'm doing her homework. I'm standing in a room and the phone rings and she says, I forgot my ballet shoes. Will you go get the ballet shoes for me? And I'm sitting there going, will I go get the ballet shoes for you? You bet I'll go get the ballet shoes. That's why I'm here. It was just great. The mother comes home. And the phone gets turned off. And I don't speak to the child again for 10 days. And what you learn in parental alienation is that affection for the alienated parent or loyalty to the alienated parent is portrayed as betrayal of the custodial parent.
He's really thought about that.
God damn, he got like the world's biggest dictionary, didn't he?
He's smart. He's a smart guy. Very intelligent.
Well, what he's dealing with is, you know, he's dealing with the fight with Kim Bassinger. That's what the whole deal is.
He's got more to
say,
though.
They hate each other.
And that parent communicates in very subtle and not so subtle terms that this person is not a part of my life and I don't want anything to do with them and I don't want you to either. And they violate court orders and they force you to keep this thing going. And this is why, and this is the last thing I'll say about this, is why I would sit in rooms years ago when this process began for me and men would look at me and the tears would well up in their eyes. And
I'm sorry. He's so full of crap. I mean, is there any guy listening to this not going, this is 100% calculated?
Well, you know what you're hearing. You're hearing a War of the Roses that's playing out mm-hmm. on the national stage.
I
and you're hearing
that.
He's spinning this thing any way he can. And you know what I'm hearing is a guy that really has to do a little self-analysis here. I mean, he really did. Everybody's, you know, parental alienation, PA. I guess it is a thing. And I'm sure it happens. I'm sure it happens. But you know what? There's a process you go through where, and I will tell you this, that most of the time they go with motherhood. And the mother gets custody of the kids. That's just the way it is in our society. That's the way it works. If you have World War III with the with your ex-wife, you're going to go through this probably because you're making it so unpleasant. You're both fighting so much. You're both so selfish that, you know, they're going to use the kids as pawns. And they're both guilty.
All he did was call the kid a pig.
Right.
Yeah, but he's saying
he
did that because of the whole thing that he couldn't see his kids.
It's an incredible amount of BS to get through to just say, listen, he's brilliant. I mean, I understand what he's saying. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, if it was me, I'd just say, hey, call her a pig. Get over it. You know,
yeah,
well, but that's why I'm me and he's
Well, they
him.
Fought over custody, right? That's the whole thing. They've had a custody battle. Right?
Hold on, but there's more to this.
Who love their children. And prior to their divorce, no one had doubted that they loved their children. But once these lawyers dragged them into this process, they went through this thing and they wrote off those children and they wrote off that family. I look at a guy and I'd say, Bob, where are you now? He says, I'm remarried. I have a wonderful wife and I have two kids. And I never see my kids from my first marriage. He says, I had to write it off.
That's a tragic thing.
And that's
thing.
What's happened, you know? So that's what happens to a lot of people.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
How slick is he? God, I can smell his aftershave through the radio. I
he's getting the job done.
He's doing what he's got to do. Doing what he's got to do.
Absolutely.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Yeah, okay, come on. My God, what did the guy do that was so bad? Jesus Christ. Like I said before, anybody ever thought maybe the kid deserved it?
She wouldn't listen.
Right. I mean, yeah, come on. It's just words.
It's That's, words.
Actually, he has said that it is just words, and sometimes people get mad, and he got mad at the wrong person, big deal, move on. He has said that, but he's also cashed in on this opportunity to push his cause.
Yeah. Goddamn, he's slick. Yeah. He's cool, isn't he?
Slicky boy.
Women like him, and men like to be like him.
Uh-huh. Not at the Clooney level, though.
Oh, no.
There was a day, though, that Alec Baldwin was in that category. Yeah.
It's right Shut your mouth!
It's right after he married Kim Bassinger.
Shut your mouth! Don't you ever talk that way. Don't
you mean comparing ever. Alec Baldwin to Clooney? I should point out, m'lady, that there was a time when you actually had more quan for Alec Baldwin than any other living actor.
Let me tell you something, my lord.
Yes.
That was strictly based on acting ability.
I thought it was the whole package, old sport.
Had nothing to do with the cut of a man's jeans. Wow. I am God. I am God. Yeah, that's why I like Alec Baldwin. Right. It's the only impression I can do. I am God. There you go. There's my repertoire. Isn't it brilliant?
Thanks. Bravo.
No.
Bravo.
I love George Clooney because he's, my God.
Dreamy.
It's Clooney.
He's Clooney. We don't, and where's Clooney been lately?
Who cares? You know, he's been on Planet Fantastic.
You know where he's been.
That's where he's been.
You know where he's been.
You're
on your mind.
Hey. In his dreams.
On my mind. In Uranus. He's been everywhere.
I am God.
There he is.
Okay, bye-bye. See you later. Okay, all's forgiven. You went on The View. Alec, here's your life back.
He's absolved now that he's gone on The View.
We got a break. We'll continue this in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.